Blog Talk Radio.
I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
DDP.
DDP Radio.
High five.
Well, 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 hello, my friends. Welcome to a brand new episode of GDP Radio Live right here at GDPRadio.com. As always, my name is Michael Mullins, and unfortunately, I have to share my VIP spot with my co-host, Crystal Stewart, who's rolling in on the snowmobile here at the GDP Radio Megaplex, and she can take the stairs because I'm taking the elevator because this is the man of the hour, the man with the power. It's just sweet to be sour. The women's pet, the winds are getting. What you see is what you get, and what you don't see is better yet. And I ride that top all the way, rung by rung by rung, all the way up to the top floor of the DDP Radio Megaplex. And I look to the great white north, and somehow Crystal is both here in the Megaplex and also on the top of the mountain, on top of the mountain, on top of the mountain, on top of Mount Ontario. She can be in two places at once because she is a super hero. So I look to the skies. I look to the great white skies of the great white north, and I see a lot of snow in certain areas. But on top of that mountain is a little glimmer. It's a light. It's a burning light, red light. And I look, and I shoot our light towards the mountaintop of Mount Ontario. Boom! The lights collide, and onto the world we go, flying through the radio airwaves, DDP Radio. That's how the magic happens. Crystal Stewart, how are you?
You're fooling everybody because the red light actually isn't me. It's a snowplow. So, but I mean,
I don't know how it happens. I just know that when those lights collide, DDP Radio goes to the masses. We don't ask why.
Yeah.
We don't ask how. We just know.
Red is synonymous with, oh, my God, there's ice or snow or something.
Yeah. Well, you were just sent me a picture from Calgary or Alberta. And
Alberta,
they have
yeah.
this snowstorm. And you told me they had snow. I assumed it was like some weird flurries. But no, they got snow. They got like plows and shovels and roads are covered.
Oh,
insanity.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I don't know if it's just our little corners of the world that are crazy, but yeah, this summer seems weird, but whatever. You kind of roll with it.
Yeah, I agree. It's the first day of summer here, and we've got like the next 2 weeks are going to be like rainy and stormy. And man, that gray weather right
yeah.
now is just, I've been dragging ass the past couple of days. It's just so wet and rainy and gray. But luckily, I have DDP Radio to come in here and recharge my batteries. So right now, I tell you, I'm dragging a little bit of ass. It's gray, it's cold, it's wet, it's boring, it's dark, low-key here today. But when I leave DDP Radio and we fire that outro, I'm always fired up. So I am grateful for the shot of adrenaline that everyone provides here on DDP Radio every Wednesday night. And tonight, I assume, is going to be no different because, Crystal, you are the best scheduling person ever because you're on top of it. Anyone who's crushing it in the DDP Radio world, the DDPY world, you're pulling them from all ends of the internet and beyond and pulling out some great success stories. And when we have an awesome success story that we share here on DDP Radio, we also love to follow up with a lot of cool people and see what's up and see how they're doing. And from what I understand, you've provided a guest for us here tonight to pop in and update us on their story. So without any further ado, I'm going to put you on the mic and let you introduce our guest for tonight. I'm sure it's going to be an awesome one.
Sure, yeah. So this week on DDP Radio, Mike and I sit down and talk with our amazing friend, Ken Dewars, and update his journey because he has been on before. Ken is one of the most authentic people around. It is incredible where he once was to where he is now. It's like a whole new life. It's incredible. You're going to be so amazed when you hear Ken's story if you haven't heard of him before. It only seems fitting that we call him warrior and an inspiration, but we have the best pleasure in the world, like so many people in the community, to simply call him friend. So please welcome to the show our friend, Ken Dewars.
Crystal, every time I come on, you know what? I can hire you as a hype person. You know that? you hype me up so, you know, you can put me next to a piece of cinnamon, and that's how red I'm getting.
You're the best.
Welcome back, man. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, thank you. How are you all doing tonight?
Oh,
any better? It'd be twins.
We are excited to be here. Absolutely, and you know, we talked to you a little while back, and if you haven't heard Ken's story, head over to the archives at ddpradio.com, and you can hear the story in full and catch up on Ken and so many other stories in the archives. But for those just tuning in for the first time tonight, can you give just a little Cliff Notes version of how you got to be here tonight, how you started DDPY, where you were, and where you came from?
Yeah, I was a 540-pound train wreck back on April of 2019. My dog had to go outside. I could not get up out of bed without a fight, without pain. Took me forever to get to the front door. I finally got my dog outside, got her back in, fought my way basically back to my bedroom, laid down, and I was ready to kill myself. Did a quick prayer. I said, God, you got to show me something. Next thing I know, Vance Hines' video comes up, pops up. I found out about DDPY through that. Did a good 3-hour search on DDPY, found what I was looking for, did the workout, and then I was in. It's been, well, downhill ever since then as far as losing weight goes.
Wow.
Well, absolutely. And you know, we talked to you in the last episode that you were on, you know, 500 pounds and you weren't moving a lot, you weren't doing a lot. That's going to be such a scary thing to start something like this, something new. You know, it's intimidating at any size to start out a new regimen, but you're very limited with your mobility and your size. How did, like, those first couple of weeks really treat you, and why did you keep going? Like, what was it about DDPY that you made you stick with it this long?
Well, first off, there was no pressure on the joints. When I did that very first bed flex, boom, I was hooked. I knew that's when I had that little glimmer of hope that I needed. And, you know, it's been a roller coaster, I'm not going to lie. I've had my ups, I've had my downs. But DDPY has been my constant source to keep myself going. It has been something that it keeps me going. It keeps me strong. It keeps me, you know, it keeps me going. That's the best way I can put it. I love it. Would not trade this experience for anything in the world, being part of the DDPY community, being part of DDPY, anything to do with DDPY. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
You know what I love about your story, Ken, is because, you know, it's my job to read in and really dig into everything. And it's very noticeable that at one point you very well could have given up on your journey or, you know, on your path to wellness. And you really stuck with it and, you know, just committed to something that you weren't quite sure where it was going to end up or where it was going to go. And, wow, you have done so incredibly well.
And that's the truth, because back in 2021 when I first had the heart issues pop up and then being told I had to cut back on working out and then to stop, well, you know what? It got frustrating. It got frustrating. I started sneaking off, going off, getting some stuff that I shouldn't have been getting, going off, you know, going to the weed stores here because it is legal here. You know, there were just so many. And eventually when I kind of popped my head out of my hind end and the doctor said, hey, you're cleared, you can go back to doing what you're doing, then I was able to, it was almost like a light switch. Boom, back on, ready to go back at it.
Did you realize how bad you actually felt when you started to feel good?
Yeah. You know, it does hit me. It does hit me because, you know, when I look at when I would be sitting in my chair even, how painful it was to get on my chair, and now I can just do it without a second thought, or when I'm sitting at my desk for a little while and being able to get up with maybe just a slight bit of stiffness instead of a lot of pain or where I have to grab onto something and pull myself up. It hits me now, all the things that I couldn't do and how much pain I was in.
I mean, it's amazing because, you know, when your body is the thing that's holding you back, oh, gosh, it's so hard. It's so hard.
It really is, and you know, because I had given up for a long time as it was. I figured I would not have. There's no way I should have been able to make it through that first DDPY workout. You know, I should have been gone a long time ago. But for some reason, I was still there, and you know, when I look back at everything and realize what I put my body through, it's amazing that I was even here. At that time, was still there at that time, and that I'm still here now. You know, and when I look at, well, a lot of my bigger friends are gone, and here I am still here.
Well, that's an eye opener too. When you see people who where you were that aren't anymore. You could have easily have been one of those casualties for multiple reasons, and. So there's a lot of people when they first start DDPY, they get really into it and they get really excited. You get those butterflies in your stomach. You can't wait to work out. But like everything, you know, eventually the newness wears off and it has to become a routine or it becomes a phase. And you have to put the effort in to decide which one of those things it's going to be. Because at a point, it doesn't get easy. So, you know, sometimes it's a pain in the ass to get on the mat. And I'm not excited to get on the mat as I was, but I know it's good for me. Now that you've been here this long, what is it about you that you've done to make sure that this stays a part of your life and stay disciplined to DDPY and how you're feeling? We've had a lot of people who slide off and quickly realize, oh, my God, I realize I have to do this because I feel terrible if I don't. But, you know, what is your routine like and how do you keep yourself, you know, passionate about getting on the mat every day and keeping it a routine?
There's two things. First off, I am scared of hell at sliding backwards. I don't want to go back to that life where I can't get up again. Second of all, I like where I am at right now. I am living my best life here in my 50s than I ever have my entire life. That's it. I'm living my best life. I'm doing things that I never thought I could do.
So
I'm gonna keep it up.
For hindsight, can you tell someone maybe who is just tuning in, how much weight have you actually lost to date?
305 pounds.
Holy Lord.
Yep.
Oh, wait, would you say 205?
305.
305? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. That's insane. That's more than I weigh right now. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much. It's been a ride. I'll tell you that.
Wow. So you've been here this long, and you've been doing this, and you have all this success. You've lost weight. You're a different person. Like, how your world must be, you must be living a different life now. Everything must be different.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because I'm still learning things that I can do that I never thought I could do before. Like, like when I went to Salt Lake City this past spring, I went for a hike up on this bigger hill, and I was like, okay, well, this is going to be a test for me. And come to find out here, I thought I would be panting and breathing heavily and sweating. And while I was a little sweaty, I wasn't panting. I wasn't breathing heavy. My feet didn't hurt. My knees didn't hurt. I had a little balance issues because, you know, there were some steep parts of that hill. But come to find out that I could walk up that and walk down it and be fine. And so I've incorporated a lot more walking into my routine, my daily routine. You know, just that alone, you know, because where I live, I can, you know, walk around, see deer running in front of me or rabbits or I thought I'd seen a bear a couple weeks ago, but thank God it was a dog.
Wow. That's so, you know, so I, for most of my life, my overweight was about 300 something, 310, 315. And that, I lost a bunch of weight, and then I got really sick a few years back. And I gained about 200 pounds in a year. Like a year, I gained 200 pounds. I had all kinds of thyroid issues. I was pretty screwed up. So I spent most of my life overweight at 300, the early 300s, 305, whatever. At that point, I got to almost 5 bills at one point. And I thought life was hard at 300. And I mean, I don't mean to put anyone down, but like 500 pounds it's a disability at that point. You don't even realize how much your life gets affected by that kind of weight gain and the things that you don't even realize, like going to the bathroom is hard, finding a chair to sit in. You can't go to a concert or a comedy show because, especially once I gained the weight, I had to learn these things the hard way. I go into a place and realize, oh, I don't fit here anymore. I can't do this anymore. Walking up the stairs becomes a life and death situation almost, and you slowly get your life and things in your life taken away from you, and you realize it in real time, one thing after another, and it's a real dark, miserable place to be. And I say this because you can relate to what I'm telling you. You're so used to getting parts of your life taken away because of your weight, but when you start really putting in the effort and that weight starts coming back, that there's such a sweetness to getting your life back and realizing, one, I can touch my toes, I can cross my legs, I can go up the stairs, I can sit in this chair, I can go to this restaurant, I can walk this path. Like, it's almost like a daily gift of something back to you. I can imagine, like I felt, that you must get kind of overwhelmed by the kind of things that changes your life when you start getting that weight off.
Yeah, and quite a lot of changes as well. You know, like you said, sitting in the doctor's chair was a big thing there. You know, when you're waiting in the waiting room, you know, here I always have to sit in those benches. Well, one day I thought, oh, let me plop my rear end here in the chair here and let's see what happens. And boom, there I am, sitting comfortably. You know, and going down to Atlanta last November, being able to go into an airplane, first off, I'm definitely afraid of heights. So the fact that I was on an airplane was great, that I was able to kind of overcome being on an airplane. But the fact that I didn't have to have like a second ticket to pay for, or that I could fit in the seat of a plane, was it's incredible to me.
I don't really know how to word this, but how much has your mindset, like, do you still have moments when you think like you used to think, or has everything changed?
I do have my moments of doubt.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie there. I do have my moments of doubt. I have my moments where, do I deserve this? You know, I earned it. Okay. I worked for it. There are times in my head where, do I really deserve the things that have come my way? And, you know, after a while, I'm like, yeah, I do deserve it. You know, I do have my downer moments. But that's part of life, though. I'm accepting a lot more things a lot better. I'm handling things a lot better. It's gotten much easier, or maybe I've gotten much stronger, maybe in other words, to handle some things. Some things are still a learning process for me.
Well, yeah. And I can kind of understand that, because it's such a drastic change to go from, and pardon the pun, but being a prisoner in your own body to being free as a bird. There's got to be a change, like there's got to be some residuals in, you know, just how you feel because you've made such huge change. I mean, you're bound to think that way. And I just wanted to take the time as your friend to say, I'm incredibly proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. It really does. Those are words I rarely have heard most of my life. And, you know, when people tell me that, I take that to heart.
I mean, I just want to clear up any doubt or anything, and excuse my language here, but do you deserve it? Fuck yeah, you deserve it. You got on that mat every day, and you worked your ass off every day. Not 200 pounds. You started at 500 pounds. You started working your ass off, and you started in bed, and you got to a chair, and then you got on your feet, and yeah, you really deserve it. So let's just eliminate that right from now, because you don't lose that kind of weight, you know, sitting around doing nothing. You worked your ass off, and you deserve every bit of that. So let's get rid of that from the get-go. That's incredible, man.
Yep. Yeah, I've earned the life that I have worked for.
Yes, you have.
Very blessed, lucky, however you want to put it. But I like to think that I earned what I can do now. I'm in great shape for my age. You know, when I compare it to my other peers or friends or whatever at my age, I'm in great shape than people 10, 15 years that are younger than me. So I would like to think that I did earn what I have gotten. But, you know, I just still got to work on that upstairs, that piece of real estate upstairs. That you know, it's something that's got to be worked on.
I mean,
that's okay.
I mean, it's important to say that, too, because, I mean, you didn't deserve it because it was handed to you. You didn't deserve it because you won it in a lottery. You deserve it because you worked your ass off. You know, I've given, you know, DDPY to people before, who I know that like are struggling and stuff. And I said, anyone can do this. Like, you can do this. Anyone can do this. And sometimes when you do that, they come back and they're like, this was brutal. Like, this was hard. I mean, I thought you said anyone could do this. I said, I didn't say it was easy. I said, anyone can do this. And anyone can change your life or change your situation. It's going to be easy. It's not a program that's not going to hurt. It's not a program that's not going to, you know, make you sweat and sore sometimes, but you can do it. And a lot of times, we know, let's just face it, we live in a society that's looking for the easy fix, the quick fix, the fast, you know, what kind of pill can I pop, what kind of shake can I drink to make this all go away? And there's, I don't know if, whether it's DDPY, whether it's gluten-free or whatever you're doing, if you're sticking to a healthy meal plan and you're working really, really hard at losing the weight, it's going to come off. But it gets to a point where it's going to be hard, no matter what you're doing. And anyone is capable of doing, you know, what you do or otherwise, but it's not going to be a walk in the park.
No, it really is how bad you really want this. You know, and if you want this bad enough, you will put the effort into it. I wanted this pretty damn bad.
I mean, you're on the edge of taking yourself out. That's a pretty desperate place to be, and I'm sure they're reminding yourself of that. I mean, that's the reason to put in the effort every day, I assume.
Yep. I can't go back to that. I cannot go back that way. I cannot go backwards. Keep pushing forward. You know what? That's the thing. You just got to keep pushing forward. You will succeed if you put the one foot in front of the other. even if it's baby steps, you will get to where you want to go. You just have to put the effort into it. To where I was, that is a death sentence. I will not do that.
I mean, Mike and I have had a conversation I don't know how many times over the years that, you know, we all come to this program in a million for a million different reasons, but there is, you know, a catalyst that we're always kind of, there's something that's gone wrong or we're broken or whatever the case may be. There's always something going on that that we find ourselves here. And now at the point that you're at, fear has become a hell of a motivator, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's part of it. That's part of it. But the other part of it is that I am enjoying, enjoying myself. For the first time in, 50 some years, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying my life. I could never say
that.
I mean, congratulations, man. That's incredible. And, you know, I love this program because, let's just face it. There's not a lot of things advertised on TV or on the gym or the fitness network that has a lot of people starting out at 400, 500 pounds. Like, it's such an incredible thing to go to a DDP workout and see somebody 500 pounds standing next to, like, a guy who's, like, a professional athlete, and they're both doing the same thing in the same, you know, the same way. It really is just something that, like, welcomes people where they're at to change their lives. And everyone that's here in DDPY, you know, most of us aren't underwear Calvin Klein models. I happen to be, but most other people aren't. and I understand that. But like, you look at a DDPY thing, and it happens all the time. You show regular people who've changed their life and lost weight in the before and after. And they're so regular that people almost don't believe it. They'll comment that, oh, this is fake. This is Photoshop. Or my favorite is Lexi Storm. Sorry that she, or no, it was, I can't remember who it was, but somebody had a picture of a before and after. And then somebody went on and said, this is fake, DDP's faking this, the tattoo is on the other side, because they don't know how cameras and mirrors work. So that was one of my favorites. But it really is. Like, in what other world does that happen, where, you know, all these people come together under the same program and have success at so many different points of our life and fitness journeys?
Yeah, yeah, and you know, if that does not talk about the power of DDPY, I don't know what will convince anybody. It's, you know, and I've seen all those things with me too about the tattoos. I just recently had the one about my nose looks different. Well, good for you. My beard is gone. Does that mean I'm not the same person that I was 6 months ago?
Yeah.
I
lost 300 pounds. Excuse me if my body hangs a little differently.
Right. When I was at the Champions thing there with Pat, you know, I was talking to Pat McDermott, I believe it was him, and I said, I love when I see stuff like that, and he goes, yeah, that's like the biggest compliment you could ever get. And, you know, and now I take it as that. So I love it. I laugh at it. I won't respond to it because you don't feed the trolls, but, you know, I love it.
Crystal?
No, go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say real quick, as special as your story is, it's incredible that there's so many other stories that kind of are like yours, just these incredible life-changing moments and stories. And DDP is one of those guys that, like, on paper, like, I mean, I've never seen someone care so much about what he does. I've been around him and, you know, with him since 2011. You know, I've taken long car rides. We've gone on trips. We've gone on promotional tours. And I've been around people. I've been around bands. I've been around famous people. They act differently in the car with you shooting the shit than they do in front of their audience. And there's never been a more genuine article than DDP when it comes to believing what he believes and how passionate he is. You go on a five-hour car ride with him somewhere, he's pulling up stories and showing you, hey, look at this guy. He's doing this. Look at this guy. He lost so much weight. It's so refreshing to see somebody who isn't just talk. That guy puts in the work, and he will never truly understand, I don't believe, the depths of how many lives he's not just changed but saved.
Yes, yes. And you are so correct about how genuine, how he genuinely cares about people.
Yeah.
I could just rattle off instances just by myself with the times that he showed me how much he cared. And when I look at it, you know, he's a busy man. So the fact that he takes time out to talk to me or to check on me or anything like that, to me, that, you know, I'm just like this really mellow, quiet guy up here way up in the Upper Peninsula near Canada. And, you know, he would take the time out to check up on me or anything like that. It's just amazing the kind of guy he is.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So, Ken, I need to ask this question. So what has been your favorite thing to do since you dropped all the weight?
Ooh, you know, I've been enjoying my walks at night.
Awesome.
Yes, when it's cooler. When it's cooler, I've been enjoying my walks. It's been, you know, just to be able to get out and just kind of relax. You know, it's not like I'm going like this intense power. I just like to kind of take like a nice hour-long stroll. And it's just nice to get out there and see things, see the deer, the rabbits, other critters that are out there. I enjoy it. And it has, that has been one of my favorite things to do. It gives me peace. It gives me clarity. It gives me time to think to myself, or if I want to listen to some new music I haven't heard before, I can do that. It's given me time to myself. And I value my time.
Awesome. I think that's really cool. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean,
thank you.
You really found a way to you know, make it work for you. You know, you talked at the beginning, and you talked about at the last show that you're on the edge. You're ready to cash in, you know, check out. There's not a more hopeless place to be, I assume, than at that moment. And without hope, there's nothing. Like, once the hope is gone, once the want is gone, once the need to stick around, so like, you're just counting down the days until you're cashing out. But when you can get that spark of hope that kept you here, that kept you looking for something, and you know, you wanted to be here, obviously, you just had that hopelessness, and you were looking for it, and you find it, and then you start, the hope, the spark, and a little bit of a flame starts coming back, and then a fire in your belly, and then suddenly, like, you're living better now than I'm assuming you were, you know, then, for sure. Like, I'm so glad you didn't check out, because this was waiting on the other side of all that. Like, if someone's listening right now and they're thinking, like, I got nothing, I got no hope, I'm looking for that spark, I'm looking for that, you know, fire, what do you tell somebody who is feeling where you are at, looking for something to keep them going?
Well, I get that question from time to time. How do I keep going? How do I, you know, find that spark? And, you know, for me, I can only talk about my experiences, you know. And I tell people, when I did that first bed flex, that was when I seen the glimmer of hope of what I could become. That was the time that I could believe that there's finally something that could work for me. And if you can find that If you can find that little glimmer of hope, you grab, scratch, claw, fight your way through that. And you keep up with that, you will get to where you want to go. You just can't quit. You're gonna have backslides. You're gonna have hit traps. You're gonna have bad moments if you don't quit. You know, the thing is, if you have a bad day at your job or a bad week, you don't quit your job. Or if you have a bad fight with your spouse or your partner, you don't not over a fight. You know, there's so many things. So if you're having like a bad day or a bad moment with your life, why would you stop working out? When you can go ahead and, you know, when I found that glimmer of hope, that was all I could think about. First off, I had one very simple goal in mind, just to get rid of my cane. And every day I did this, every day I got stronger, every day I found something, you know, I would find something. That could, you know, walking to the bathroom from my bedroom, that was huge, without being out of breath. Walking like a normal person, straight, not having to walk like a sand crab to go to my bathroom. When you start adding those little things up, you know, eventually those things get huge, and bigger things are coming, and bigger things are on the way for you. I've had an amazing year, this last year. I could not have been scripted any better, and I want people to, if anybody gets anything out of my story, if they get one thing out of it, and never give up. You don't know what good things could be waiting for you on the other side.
Ooh, that's really important.
Wow. Yeah.
That's great advice. And I love the way you put it, too, just a minute ago. You're talking about how you're going to run into some spots where things aren't just seamless all the time. And I think true success is not about perfection, but coasting through the tough spots.
Right.
And as you've been doing this for so long and have successful, there gets a point where you hit a setback or you hit a struggle or you hit a snag in the road. And a lot of people at that point, that's their inkling is to fall off. Their inkling is to go away. I screwed up, I'm going away. True success is managing the tough parts and managing through them. And you seem to have hit a few tough spots, but somehow still centered yourself, readjusted your head, and just got back on the horse. How has that been for you in this whole process?
Well,
you know, managing and...
Well, you know, in my mind, you know, when you hit these rough spots, the worst thing you could do is let the old habits back in. You know, I get a lot of messages from people, and it's like you said earlier, they start off with a house like a house on fire, but then all of a sudden they're not getting the results they want to see. They get a little harder, get a little tougher. Well, you know what? That's how it's supposed to be. This is where it really tests you. You will pass the test if you get past that and keep going. Too many times, oh my goodness, too many times I've seen people just, you know, have a bad day or have a bad meal and think, well, you know what, I can't do this. And that is just, you know, we all have our moments. You know, I've had moments where, you know, maybe I had a meal or I had some things I shouldn't have. But you know what, I'm not going to let that derail me. Think, okay, you know what? Let's put this in the back of your head and try not to do this again. So put that discipline to work. That's what we're working for. We're working on building our discipline. We didn't have the discipline before. Now we're building that up.
I mean, it's one of those things, too, that, you know, it's a bad... you know, a bad move or a mistake doesn't mean that you have a bad life. You messed up, right? You're allowed to make mistakes here. It's just, you know what? Comfort zones are comfortable for a reason.
Yeah.
So it's a graveyard.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
To me, mistakes are educational tools.
Yeah.
If you learn from them, then guess what? Then you damn well are sure you're not going to do it again. If you learn anything.
Right? First attempt in learning is what fail is.
Yep.
I mean, that's such a great point. And we have these things like, you know, don't look behind. There's nothing for you there. Like, you know, only keep your eyes on the road ahead. Those are great advice. But I also say there's a lot of wisdom in looking behind. Looking behind shows you every pothole you ever stepped in, every puddle you ever fell in. All of these things that it's a lifetime of all your fails and your triumphs and your successes and everything in between. Look behind. Look to see what you did that didn't work. Look to see what you did that does work. I mean, it's such a great free education. It's like the history of your life right there. And there's a lot of wisdom in there, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah. We're humans. We're humans. We're bound to screw up. But, you know, that's it. We're humans. It's just that
simple.
I'm
going to screw up with an hour getting off the show, I guarantee you.
Well, I tell you, you can't use that as an excuse, though. You know, if you're going to go ahead and eat like a bucket of KFC and say, oh, well, I screwed up, that's okay, you know what, I'm a human being, and then go off and eat like a dozen donuts later, oh, hey, you know, you can only give yourself so much grace, too.
You know
what?
It's very interesting, Ken, that you just said that, because I just had this conversation with someone and they had said, you have every reason in your story to give up, because I have one of those stories that, you know, I have pulled my car over many, many times. And I guess the biggest thing looking now and hearing your story is, I'm just not willing to commit to giving up. I'm not, if I have to put the work in, I'm going to have to put the work in regardless. Why do the same amount of work to convince myself that I'm a failure when I'm not?
Yes. Yes. That's exactly it.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree with you on that.
Well said. When so I'm sure now you have a different set of dreams or goals or hopes for your life that you did at 500 pounds, because you're a different person. The world of things opened up to you. The world of possibilities opened up to you. Once you're mobile again, at the very least, once you're mobile again, the whole world opens up to you a lot more. Is there anything now that you would love to do or try to do or hope to do that wasn't even in the realm of, you know, your thought process back at 500 pounds? Is there anything on the horizon that you'd like to just accomplish that you never thought could possibly be a goal, that kind of you made a goal?
You know what I would love to have is to be able to rough it a little bit with a cabin in the woods. I can do that now. I can honestly say I do that, because even though I don't live in a cabin in the woods right now, I still take care of wood. I still, you know, I can still take care of, keep a fire going. There's a lot of things I can do, but I would love to test myself with a cabin in the woods, you know, being able to live like that for a little while. I could not have done that at 540 pounds because I wouldn't have got off my chair.
Wow.
I think that's incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
That's a dream of mine.
That's an awesome dream. And that shows you that, like, all this work that you've put in is not for nothing. Like, look at what you got out of this. You got a life. You got life, not a life, your life. You're still here.
Yeah.
You're thriving. And you've got that hope, that spark. You got things you're looking forward to. I mean, you go back to bed that day, you don't find that inspiration. We're not here right now. You're not here right now. That's a heavy thought.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
but you got out of bed.
Another thing I've been doing recently is contemplating my past. I looked at all the crap I went through, and it led me to that point. It led me to the point where I had to have dogs in the house with me. And if it wasn't for my dog, boom, I wouldn't even realize how bad I had it. There's just so many things where, let's say I didn't lose my job. Well, you know what? I'd be getting fatter and fatter, jumping off a forklift, smashing my knees even more. Or, you know, if I stayed with any of my girlfriends who were content with me being a big guy, you know what? I wouldn't be here either. You know, when I look at some of the things that have happened, the bad things that have happened, those were all blessings in disguise. Because I would
have
been content with where I have, and maybe April 2019 wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have made it that far.
Wow. But
here we are.
Wow. That's I mean, that's everything right there.
For me sometimes.
No, yeah, no. That's everything right there. And
yep.
Not just that, but you've become such a part of this community that now people who are at their rock bottom are looking to you for inspiration. You saw that video that caused you to be inspired. Everyone's got that moment in their DDPY journey where they see somebody or something that brought them here to inspire them to start doing DDPY, and then it's that person's responsibility to turn around and give it to the next generation of people coming in. And now you're that guy for a lot of people. Not only did you accomplish so much and change your life, now you're responsible for helping other people change their lives and inspiring them. That's got to be an amazing feeling for you.
It is. It really, really is. Sometimes, you know, like I said, I'm so used to being hidden out of the way. I'm like that curmudgeonly old man who'd be shaking his fist at the kids across the street saying, get off my lawn. Where now I'm, I'm willing to talk to people, I'm willing to deal with people, you know, and with their issues. It's my way of giving back. I've been fortunate. This last year has been just an absolute whirlwind of things that have happened to me that I never really dreamed of being able to have somebody like.
Did we cut out?
Oh, I'm here. Are you?
Yeah, I'm still here. No, everything just went so quiet, Mike. I hung up on Mike.
I'm here. I had to pull my cord out. I got a bad cord. I was telling Crystal before the show that I bought one off Amazon, but it was not here yet. But I just went dead, so I had to switch over to my phone. If it's terrible, that's the reason why.
Okay, I may or may not have sabotaged said cord, just so you know.
First she comes from my VIP parking spot, and now she's trying to sever my microphone cord. Uh-oh. The Canadians are taking
my
over.
My bad.
Well, we're about ready to wrap up here in a minute soon, too. But is there anyone you want to give a shout-out to while you're here? Anybody in the community that has inspired you or that you really enjoy working with or helping or learning from? Like anyone here in particular?
Well,
that you want to say hey to?
There's a lot I could throw. I want to throw up my Diamonds 11 people. They're great people. I'm blessed to be a part of that group. I'm blessed to be a part of my own group with all my people, Lucky's Army. You know, I'm very thankful for Vance, for DDP, for all the good people have come into my life, you know, and have given me the opportunity to live my dreams. You know, I'm on a couple of radio shows of my own, on Alloy and Vibe, and now I got my own radio station with Want. And with some of these things, I never would have been able to reach the heights that I have. My God, you know what? I could go an hour just on throwing names out there. Because there are so many people, who have had my back when it felt like nobody else did. I got a lot of love for my people, and they know who they are. I also want to give a shout-out to Nuvia, who's been a big supporter of mine as well, has helped me out, got me my new smile. You know, they are an amazing group of people as well, the amazing group of people in DDPY. It's just amazing, the fact that they've seen something in me to help me further better myself. It's amazing that two companies and a bunch of people believe in somebody like me who at times does not believe in myself, and now have given me the confidence to keep taking those steps forward.
Well, we're proud of you, man.
We're
glad you came on here and talked to us again, and we're glad that you your success and your commitment to doing this. Glad to have you on again, giving us an update. But most importantly, I'm glad you're still here. I'm glad you you found that spark at the perfect time, and we're glad that you're such an amazing member of this community. I know a lot of people look to you to be what you are for so many other people, what you needed when you first started. So congratulations, man. I'd love to have you come back and check in with us again sometime down the line, and we just appreciate you coming in for an update.
Will do, and I appreciate you guys keep bringing me back. It means a lot to me that you guys do that, think of me like that. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you to everybody who has supported me. You guys, I love you all.
Oh,
awesome.
Love you too.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Ken. And here on DDP Radio, Crystal Stewart gets the last word.
Yeah.
She always likes to fish for her. She has four full-time writers down at the Dungeon and 17 part-time writers coming up with quotes for the show. In fact, let's just say that DDP Radio's entire budget goes to Crystal's writing staff for her quotes. So,
yeah,
Crystal,
I wish.
Let's put this money to good use, and let's fish out a quote that we can blast us off into next week and inspire us and hold us off until we can do this again.
Sure. This week's quote is from Thoughts Wander, and the quote is, "You will never forget a person who came to you with a torch in the dark."
Ah, I love it. I love it. That's a good one. I'll remember
that
one.
It is a good one.
And we're gonna hop off a couple minutes early tonight because my microphone cord is broken. But unfortunately for my wife, you can't disconnect my microphone in real life. So I'm going to go bother her for a little bit. But until next time, thank you guys so much. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Crystal. Crystal, keep warm because it's weirdly snowing in Canada. Backwards.
Right.
Summertime. Did no one tell you, people? All right.
Right.
For Ken Dewars, from Crystal Stewart, my name is Mike Mullins, and we'll be back with another episode of DDP Radio next week. But until then, have a great week. Own your life and keep moving forward, one foot in front of the other. You guys can do it. I believe in you. We'll see you guys soon.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.